Yes, my people, now welcome to FPL Fantasy Football by the Republican. And I did here. No, be sorry. Yes, Namidi here, LG, Namidi kind of through this. And I did with two Ogbonge people who are going to join me to talk about everything as it concerns Fantasy Premier League. I did here with Emmanuel.
Hey, guys.
Manuel Fana, how are you? And I also did here with Olamide is here.
Hey, guy. How you been? Up Chelsea.
I mean, don't start with me. Make me dive straight into what we'll get for today. But before we go, more reflect on what's happened over the weekend. Who will talk to be your best performer for this weekend we just passed? So.
For this weekend we just passed, man. If you ask me, I think it was down to two people. I think Diogo Jota, really hot, scored two goals and it was, you know, was crucial. The guy on that one kind of mad form now as they be like this. And you know, say with Liverpool, the goals can come from anywhere. So if he, let me say they are players as a cost. And I think Jota are the, you know, least expensive, cheapest of those three. So now very good option to consider now if you want to move any person into your team.
You know, yeah, let me just say with 7.7 million, you will get Jota into your team. So if you never get that, make sure you transfer. I mean, Emmanuel Gotto to be your worst performer this weekend. Who disappoints you, Paz?
Omo. The disappointment been come from, for my own FPL team, the disappointment been come from Ronaldo. Ronaldo, yeah.
I still get him.
I still expect something from, because why we say Ronaldo, they perform well for Champions League. But for
Premier League,
the guy, they flop.
Yeah, but we don't go blame him now, because over the weekend, Ole is Carrick, no longer the week. Carrick say he go bench, Carrick bench him. He can't come say, come over talk, collect your Lucas. Anybody gets it, Ronaldo gets 0 points.
That's 0 points.
Very disappointing. Players' availability for this weekend. He gets some players who know they're available. Ben Chiwe, he been saying don't break leg. And then Ismaël Sarr said they injured. Pogba said they injured. Alpha, who you think say Premier League FPL managers going to miss for among these three people?
Definitely, man. You guys be Chilwell, man. Chilwell has steady, converse, confirm, cliche day. That one day. So 6 points on day, normal. Because he need to collect a look at like that. Then again, he's going to get attacking returns, even though not slow down recently. But fortunately, we don't know when he go come back. So, yeah.
Would they wish Chilwell well, but me and Chilwell. So who else did they say Premier League will miss, managers go miss for Ismaël Sarr and Pogba, Emmanuel?
Sir, of course. Sir, impress no they too high. And him they give, nobody say him they give point week in, week out. But at least him they a little consistent. Him be player where you fit keep for bench, where you fit play depending on the kind match, where Watford get. But I feel say managers go miss him. Because now say Watford them they pick form.
True.
And sir, being one of the center
but
players.
But now, Dennis Oblak is not even the guy now with the take the ocean for Watford now. So, how about Pogba, top assist this season? After the initial gra for opening season, like, say, he don't go.
I tell them now, say, don't give. What that four assists? If you reach 10, when I turn God, that four assists for first game against Leeds, they injured. Quality player, man, but. At all.
So we don't miss anybody aside from Chiwell and Sarr right now. Sarr, now yeah. So more move forward. In case you want to join the conversation, if you also follow all the links we did for the screen, you go to see and follow us, like us, watch the clip, and also interact as they be, as they go with you. We want to join bandwagon now. We people don't follow, and now it like say the thing that they come. Who be the player for there? We get Timo Werner, we get Bruno Fernandes, Robertson. Robertson also, you know, he performed this week. Damari Gray back from injury. Greenwood also back from COVID. Foden still there, somehow injured. We never know whether he don't fit or he never fit. Danny Ings did there too for 7.7 million naira. £7 million. We don't know how he go be. Antonio Ibe say goes down dry. And then Messi Mount and then Ronaldo. Who be this bandwagon? We say people supposed to jump on and people supposed to jump off for you.
If you ask me, I think Bruno don't too quiet for too long, man. He don't too quiet for too long. Yeah. And with this new factor, new manager, they come, and you know, the old new manager bounced in. This guy never scored in how many games now? So I think they almost, you get, so now time for Bruno to come back with this. So if anybody will pick form at this point, definitely, we know say the quality they there. I just about say, okay, make the right coaching just there and make the team just set, make everything pure. So definitely, I feel say, man, people will sharply up on Bruno.
So for Emmanuel, you don't reach time to jump off Antonio bandwagon. I'd be more sick keeper.
Antonio, jump off Antonio. Because first of all, it'd be like say West Ham, their form, the deep. because them don't lose two matches, I think. Two matches back. And then also Ronaldo, that price, that 12.3.
Aside from 12.5, now it don't drop to 12.3.
I give Ronaldo like this. I go give him just one more match. As they don't bring new interim manager, if Ronaldo no perform, I go sell him.
But the truth, okay, more look Ronaldo now. More just look Ronaldo for a few minutes. Mind you, the only hardest game we get going forward for now, not just the Arsenal game for Thursday. After that, every other game will come, easy fixture, they get Norwich, they get Newcastle, they get all this. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We still need to keep fit for Ronaldo for a bit and see how those fixtures will take go before we jump off.
Well, if now, which according to what we hear about Ragnick and the way Star Wayne tried to play, we never even know whether he will start Ronaldo or when he go one play, when I watch formation, he go play. So until that one, but I know say this guy, no matter what thing happened, Bruno go definitely lead the team. And when they talk about assists, they talk about goals. And Bruno assists goals, sure. So I think it's a safer option to, you know, jump on. It's even a cheaper option.
So about Danny Ings, Steven Gerrard at the wheel for Aston Villa. Danny Ings never to score in the recent time. You say we still jump on or jump off?
The best thing to do now to monitor him, because first of all, this Danny Ings, if this season, I feel say injury they disturb him too this season, and him inform same this season no they like last season. So now just to monitor him, see what thing go happen under Steven Gerrard.
Who you go pick for Aston Villa top striker, Danny Ings or Ollie Watkins?
Ollie Watkins.
How about you?
I think I'll go Ollie Watkins.
Ollie Watkins, get that fire.
Okay, we'll sit there for FPL with the Republicans and we'll tell you all the things we need to know about the fixtures. So fixtures day this midweek and also weekend also they come. So we'll put everything together to make sure, say, you see who you buy, who you go sell, and who you go keep for your team. Also, more look for who be the most consistent players this season so far. We go talk. We get three players here. We get Mendy for Chelsea. We get Trent for Liverpool. Another Liverpool player in Mo Salah. Who be your most consistent player this season so far?
I mean, the others try, but you talk Salah. Bad as he bad, you go touch ball for free kick, make person you score. So everything when you get player, everything we do, you work for him. If I make a closing, I don't do like this. Nah, assist. So definitely, then Salah they always. Last, now one assist.
Shane, you need to consider the fact, say, Trent, na defender, he'll give you defensive points, he'll give you goals and assists.
Exactly. For me, na Trent, because 8.0 million pounds.
Well, that's expensive for a defender. I'm
too expensive, actually.
In total points for this season, be like 70-something, I believe. And he gets some strikers, save, we'll not get up to something. You understand? If I strikers this season, they flop.
True.
To be honest. Now, defender, this season, now, defender season. You get
so... keep our course, though?
Mendy's stock, they rise almost every day. I don't say the
number is down,
and like 6 points is being priced.
I don't get that for my team.
Mendy and best we need to get, and then maybe look for some Ben Foster, take patch him up, so I could get one expensive and one cheap.
If for 6.6 or under price, I mean, an average keeper around 5 to 6. Mendy a better option to get. Let me say, you go definitely show for the other side for your team. But I mean, it's a safer option. Say, okay, at least you know, say, clean sheets both day on the norms. You get so
So Emmanuel, should you say these three now must have for every FPL manager?
At least two.
So which two you say every manager is supposed to go for? For me,
has to be Mendy and Salah. Because you know, be every day you go pure for Liverpool. So if you pure for Liverpool one day, if you cast for Chelsea that day, so you go there, you know, say anybody where you pure, your points will still come from there. So yeah.
Don't forget, I see the FPL with Republicans. People there with the top table, all these people, then they push me, go down, 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 down. Function by 11, great over here. You get 946 points. Ward 11, Nsisong David, get 925 points. Goshen FC, Webiolua Sheiton, Ajise, get 901 points. King Bradley FC, Hilary King, get 875 points. Killer FC, they kill everybody and he get 872 points. These one are the people they top so far for our FPL by the Republicans. You say if you join the season, and also although you join the season right now, you know say you know fit, you know if you catch up again, because he's now that voice is why I want to that person don't he don't lose already. Then they consider they still first, second, and third, fourth, fifth, and we have plenty prize at the end of the season where people go win, and you say if you also win. Also, would they give out recharge card of how much again would they give? Would they give out 3,000 recharge card and also jersey for people? We go predict who go be the highest point earner this weekend. If you win 3,000 naira and also branded jersey by the Republican. So this weekend now, which fixture to say they stand out for this weekend? And you to say which player go bring in the best return this weekend?
For me, I feel from Tottenham, I think Son got stand out. Did they play Norwich? I mean, 19th, bottom 19th, and the day at home. This is a time for Conte to say this. It should be a statement win. All those kind of win, we go be like 4-0, 5-0. Where person go score a trick? You get so. I think for me, the player guys, you guys be Son from Tottenham.
But you know, say Norwich never wins since they appoint their new manager, Dean Smith. They get the longest unbeaten run ever when they don't get 3 games unbeaten run since 2016.
Conte, they find a statement win. I feel they ain't go get them that day, and our Son go pop.
More look what for Man City for you. Who you think say go stand up for Man City players?
In fact, now the match where I've been, they look bad. Because Watford, they very open. Watford go on play you, you understand? True. And Man City, they like all those kind teams, you understand?
Space so, is good,
yeah, so. Maybe Watford go perform, maybe Demi Man or Dennis Joshua King go perform, but I see Man City players having the points.
So advise us, which of the Man City players we need to buy now for our team?
They don't get one
no,
man.
No, say, no, if you will say Pep can pep you up.
It depends, Sha, on what thing will happen this week. So if them bench, maybe like them Cancelo this week, then probably, I don't know. But Cancelo, to me, must have for Man City.
Of course.
If it's compulsory, eh, na Cancelo.
Cancelo must have. De Bruyne is back. Hopefully, Foden himself will come back by that time this weekend.
And Gabriel Jesus, they see one or two goals.
Gabriel Jesus himself, they... So that's not the package of the show we'll get today. Thank you, Olamide, for coming through.
Thanks for having me.
And also, Emmanuel, thanks for you joining us. I'm at the end of down for SWOT today, and I don't finish. We don't go. That show be that.
All right.
All right.